Good afternoon. It's 3:52.
If you are dishing out $101 million for a transportation project, you better make sure it's done correctly. But this afternoon, there's word there are some big problems with the huge Silver Spring Transit Center being built in the heart of downtown Silver Spring.
And joining us live to talk about it, WTOP Sprawl and Crawl reporter Adam Tuss. Adam, turns out a problem with the concrete used in this project has turned up. What can you tell us about this?
That's right, Dimitri. Specifically, the contractor who has been working on the project has run into problems because there's questions about the thickness of the concrete. And I won't get into too many specifics, but essentially, some of the concrete that was poured in this massive transit center in downtown Silver Spring, which a lot of people have seen being worked on for years now, isn't to the specifications that were laid out. Basically, 10 inches of concrete is needed on certain levels, and it's only at 8.5 inches in some spots, and in other spots, the calculations are off as well. So, I'm no civil engineer, but I can tell you that if you're driving buses and trains and, you know, things around, you're going to want to make sure that the transit center is as sound as it can be.
Now, is there any chance of legal action against the contractor?
Without saying so directly, Montgomery County Council President Roger Berliner today hinted at the fact that, you know, when you've got a project of this size and there's so much money tied up in it and there's a mistake to this degree where this could sideline the project indefinitely until they figure out what's going on, that the potential for legal action grows exponentially, is what Council President Berliner told us today.
Now, when you talk about sidelining the project, are they talking about having to tear a bunch of things down and redoing them? What does this mean for getting this thing finally complete?
Right, and it started in 2008. So here we are all these years later. It was so close to getting completed, and then you find out that there's this problem. I likened it to, you know, having a contractor come to your house, do some work, and right before he's about to, you know, put the finishing paint on the wall, you find out that there are serious issues. Right now, we don't know when the project is going to be finished. They had told people that, you know, this would wrap up in the early summer, perhaps June, but right now the project is suspended indefinitely while Montgomery County Council members wait to see what the actual process will be to go in and fix this problem. They're going to have to wait and see what actually has to be done, if it can be done, and then move forward with that.
All right. We know you'll be on top of this as it unfolds. Thanks so much, Adam.
Thanks, guys.
WTOP Sprawl and Crawl reporter Adam Tuss.